tell us about Eviation and what their plans are for Prescott.
Okay, so right now, what we have is the U.S. operation is called Eviation Aircraft, Inc. The U.S. headquarters will be located in Prescott. And we're just finishing up the lease on the guidance building at the airport. And
right.
Aviation will be in there. And starting August 1st, we have been working with Aviation and Embry-Riddle for about the last month on what we call statement of work for Embry-Riddle and Aviation for Embry-Riddle, their professors and students to work on projects with them. That's already been started. And the details of who's going to move here and who does what, where, when, I'm not quite there yet. I'm going to meet with them. There's a big air show in Oshkosh, probably the main thing for the United States. It's their biggest air show. And what we're going to do is we are going to probably get a lot more details then, and I should. So probably when I get back from that within a week, that should be extremely helpful. And I think we'll know more what's going on. But it's a big deal for us because it's if you take a look at Eviation and you took what Elon Musk did for the automobile industry and in electric cars, that's really what Eviation is going to do for regional air transportation. By the way, they were extremely excited to find out that our airport now is going to have United Express. That was a real positive that they expressed to me like last week.
So they're going to start out doing research and development in this area. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think what they'll be doing is research and development. There's so many different complexities involved with battery technology and propulsion, aircraft design. Their first aircraft that they're making that'll be at the Paris Air Show in that will be, I think it's May of 2019, will be their 9-passenger aircraft. I can't go into too many other details about the other stuff that Embry-Riddle is working on, but obviously there are other aircraft as they that they would like to build. And I think for right now, the first prototype will be built in Israel. And then I think, hopefully as we start to get into production, we'll see more engineering and production jobs here in the United States.
So that's very exciting. And as you said, the new air service into the Prescott Airport is going to help because this is an international company. So they'll be able to fly in and out of Prescott quite easily now.
Well, there's a couple things, too, which is exciting about this, not only for Aviation, but also for you take a company we've heard a lot about in the press that I've been working with is RISA. And RISA has about 156 employees now. Half those employees fly all over the United States. So they have been having to go down to Phoenix by bus and then back up here. So I think you're going to see a lot of air travel coming out of the, out of our airport now. So that's really good. And it's good for bringing other companies here. An example would be I was down at the, Arizona Technology Council had their, aerospace and manufacturing conference about 3 weeks ago. And what was interesting, Boeing was there, Northrop Grumman was there, a lot of companies. And it was interesting the amount of people that walked up to me and knew about Eviation. And I didn't even realize it. So there was quite a bit of exposure, not just for Prescott, but within the state of Arizona to get this company here.
Well, that's really exciting, and I'm sure that the airport, close proximity to Embry-Riddle is a big plus, and also even our altitude, because you can't always find opportunity to fly at the altitude that you can from Prescott.
Yeah, and I think the combination of, and I can't say enough about how the community came together to support this project. You know, everything from the mayor to the city manager to the council to Embry-Riddle to Yavapai College to everybody in the community. I think it was a real win.
And I remember in October about the, I think it was October 12th, they came for their first visit to Prescott and they toured Embry-Riddle and they were quite excited then. And so it's been just taking off since that first meeting, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we were in the running with, I can say it now, we were in the running with two other cities, Savannah, Georgia, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, were the other two cities that were in the running for the U.S. headquarters. And, you know, so I kept, I think between the Arizona Commerce Authority, the AZ Tech Council, our community, our airport, there's another organization that people really need to know about, and it's called the Arizona Israeli Technology Alliance. And Lee Bolo, who's the CEO, I was introduced to him by the CEO of the AZ Tech Council. And Leib actually went to Israel on our behalf and met with the executives in Israel at their offices of aviation. So I think that it really was a total effort by many organizations to get that, to get aviation here for us in the U.S. or for Prescott.
And you couldn't get any more cutting edge than, you know, an electric airplane. It's going to be fabulous for the community. The flights will be so much quieter. They'll be able to go, you know, they can fly for a lot less. And
just from an ecological standpoint, it's unbelievable. And if you can imagine going from Prescott to Vegas for $25.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the maintenance on the aircraft. So it'll be really interesting.
Well, and also you've always wanted somehow to have flights from Prescott to Silicon Valley. And do you think that this will help open the door for that?
I think what's going to happen with a company like Eviation here, with the growth of RISA, now that's up to 156 employees heading for 200, that will be opening up Walmart as well as Costco, that I think that the amount of air travel that you're going to see at our airport will justify flying to other areas in the United States. And I think having United Express and a SkyWest is just unbelievable. So I think this will also, and part of my problem has been attracting those types of technology companies. They want to fly here. They don't want to take a bus from Phoenix. So I think this opens up a whole new world for us for tech companies. And that would like to be here and work with our research and development, our colleges and universities. And they've got a workforce here that's built in, and a lot of them would like to stay here and live here and work. And I think Eviation, the RISA, the airport, the United Express, who we are, I think all these things, if we look at timing, I think the timing's all right for this to happen.
So, on another note, I know you have a technology conference coming up here in Prescott. Why don't you give us a little bit of information about that?
Yeah, there's actually three events coming up. So the first one is August 6th and 7th. We have the Arizona Technology Leadership Forum, which was originally in Sedona for 9 years, and they moved it to Prescott last year. This will be 100 tech executives from around the state that'll be here for a leadership retreat. It's really a great way for us to highlight other our capabilities to other technology companies in the state, so we're pretty excited about that. The next event on August 10th at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, we have from Israel 22 cyber companies that'll be coming to visit Embry-Riddle's cyber lab. They'll be meeting with Yavapai College. Congressman Gosar is going to be there, and we will have about 10 to 15 companies from the Valley that will be coming up here to meet with these companies. So the objective is that these people can look for U.S. headquarters here and U.S. partners that they can work with. So we're excited about that. And then October 8th through the 10th, we have our cybersecurity symposium, and that'll be held at the resort. And we'll have about 250 cyber executives from around the country here in the panel. Some of them will be from Washington, D.C. So it'll be a very much a major event in the Prescott area.
Well, that sounds really exciting, and thank you so much for the update. I really appreciate it. And the aviation story is one that's just going to obviously blossom and grow, and it's such an awesome opportunity for the community.
Yeah, Lynn, we are really, really excited about this. It's been a lot of work by a lot of people, but I think this will attract other cutting-edge aviation companies to come to our area, and I think it's going to start to open the floodgates, so really positive.